ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
In the best case scenario, family heirlooms are cherished, preserved, lovingly passed down through the generations. Worst case, aggressively fought over, maybe even chucked out. When that happens, it's time to ask Auntie. What do you do when Mum gifts an item that is deeply meaningful to you and your family to someone else's family? To help, welcome to writer and actor Fiona Harris.
Hi. Hello. How are you going?
I'm good. And comedian and celebrant Annie Louie. Hello. Hi, Annie. And you brought a box of things in here. I'm very curious.
It's my inheritance, so I'm going to be talking about that.
Okay, well, I will take them after the show. Okay. What is your style in terms of keeping on to keepsakes from past generations, Fiona?
Yeah, look, we've moved like literally 11 times in the last 15 years. So I've gotten very good at culling and just keeping very special things like my and mirror that my nana gave me when I was young. Otherwise, apart from photos, I am not sentimental when it comes to keeping
Fiona
a lot
of junk.
Fiona
has not walked into the studio with a big box.
I don't have props. I don't have props like Annie.
I need some of that because I'm very sentimental and so is my family.
You pack rat.
Yeah, and it's probably that, you know, the hoarding kind of mentality that we have had because of my family growing up poor and then coming to Australia and not being able to give anything away. I've moved a few times, so it does help to cull things, but I'm living amongst all this junk now as having just moved back into my mum's place.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I understand the hoarding house. We'll talk about that another time. Let's go get to Ingrid, though. Sentimental Ingrid. She writes, this story begins back in the 1950s when a family friend of my grandparents gifted a handcrafted music box to my mom and her sisters when they were little kids. The family friend, very talented, and this music box is gorgeous. It's made from walnut, painted beautifully. It plays music from Swan Lake. According to family lore, this friend created many of these music boxes in the community for people in the community. Not sure if money changed hands or whether it was an outright gift. Some of these details lost in the sands of time.
Oh.
Fiona, how is this story landing for you so far?
Oh, it sounds lovely. Yeah. It's like a little fairy tale.
How can there be any issues?
Could there be any issues?
Annie, do you have any similar objects in your family?
Ooh.
Lovingly passed down?
I'm not sure how far back the generations go with things like this. Like there is like a musical instrument that's a real cowhide drum that my dad has and like some trumpets and random little musical things. So I just remember them being around in childhood. So there is that nostalgia element for sure.
So far, green flag, yellow flag, orange flag, red flag. How's
always
it going?
A red flag.
Oh, well, you know,
always.
This is a segment.
We know it's
going
to turn.
Okay. All right. Well, let's turn. Let's turn, ladies. Let's turn. Okay. So here's more from Ingrid. Fast forward to 2025. My mom is now grandmother herself. Her childhood music box was given to me, and I handed it to my own daughters. And wow, seeing them play with it always brings back a wave of nostalgia. Granted, they don't play with it often, but it's special all the same. Last week, Mum told me she ran into a woman who was the granddaughter of the old family friend who originally crafted the music box. You got me? You got the picture, right?
Okay. We're with you, yep.
She mentioned that our family had it, and would she like it back in her family? Of course. She said they'd love to have it, and she'd give it to her own grandkids. She's set to be back in town in a few weeks' time, and she's expecting a handover. Okay, ladies. Oh. Here, that was a twist. Annie. Gut response to this plot twist?
At first, when I heard that, I thought that maybe the family friend requested it back, but they didn't request it. The grandma offered it, right? Because if it's a gift, that person who made it obviously wanted that grandma's family to have it. So it should never go back to the family of the guy.
Psychologically speaking, Fiona, try to put yourself in the mind of Ingrid's mother.
Yeah, what do you think? I don't know what I'm thinking.
And she's kind of blurted that out. What are you thinking?
I think she's just had some kind of brain fart or something.
A neurological
moment.
Why
are you doing that? Yeah. Why are you offering to give away something that's been in the family out of nowhere? I just feel like that, Mum, what were you doing?
That's
was just a bit bizarre.
An overstep, Annie?
At the same time, I think it is just an object. And there was a little clue in what she said about the kids kind of play with it, like a little bit. But I feel like they have no attachment to that object. Like the next generation isn't actually going
to
care.
So more important to Ingrid, perhaps.
I think it's definitely more important to Ingrid. But that is also why the mum maybe should have checked with Ingrid before she went offering it to the family, because that family didn't even know this existed. They were unaware of its existence, whereas this Ingrid's family, it's been quite special to them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, well, let's find out what happens next for Ingrid. Okay, she says, "Aunties, this is getting so upsetting and awkward. I told Mum that I didn't think the music box was hers to give away. She said she didn't realize I was so attached to it, and she thought it would be lovely to return it to the family where it began its life. Mm. I'm not sure of my legal claim to this precious item, but emotionally, this box is mine and my daughter's, isn't it? What should I do?" Fiona, look, emotional attachment.
Yeah, emotional attachment. And technically, it didn't really have a life with the woman who made it. So she made it and then handed it over, and it then had a life with Ingrid's family. So that's how I see it. I see it as this object had a life with Ingrid's family, and they grew to love it and use it and pass it down. Whereas with the woman who made it, their family, they didn't even know about it.
Yeah.
So they do. Ingrid obviously does have an emotional attachment to it. And look, for me, it's more about books. Books are things I hold on to, and they come everywhere we move. And my father's always appalled. There's 50,000 of them.
Oh, wow.
And I've got all my books from when I was a kid, all my Enid Blytons, all my everything. If someone came along and said, "Oh, actually, that Enid Blyton belonged to my grandmother, bought that in some random shop," I'd be devastated if someone took that away from me. So that's how I'm trying to see this. Because they've been with me for so long, and same with Ingrid. Mm.
Annie, you are Ingrid now.
Yes.
And your mom is saying, "Oh, I didn't realize how important it was to you."
Yeah.
Do you believe her? Like, how are you responding to this statement?
I think something is definitely getting triggered in their relationship that's not about the object anymore. Ooh. And that little twist at the end where they start talking about, "I'm not sure about this legal claim." This is where it really takes a turn for me, and I'm actually turned off by Ingrid now because this is what's happening on my dad's side of the family in the US. I just visited them, and these siblings, they fight over everything, and it could be the original photograph, it's someone's ashes, it's the necklace around your neck right now, and you're not dead yet. So I've never thought about this before. I think it's so morbid.
Awful.
Like for two siblings or things like that should be like, "I want that's my claim on that right now." So I think, you know, in the end, if you get triggered by someone saying, "We're going to give this object away," like, what's going on internally for you?
Right.
Because that little music box could have a beautiful life and another story back with that family. And is that a bad thing?
Okay, so what do you think Ingrid should say?
To her mum?
Yeah.
I think they need to sit down and have a conversation about whether this is the first time that these feelings are coming through. Is it really about the object, or is it about you're not listening to me and what my desires are? Like, you don't ever respect my, I don't know, boundaries about not giving things
very up. Relevant to today's
deeper.
Episode.
There is something deeper.
Well, okay, so it's a bit of a bind, right, Fiona, because Ingrid's got to have the chat with her mother about whether or not to give it away. And then Ingrid's mom has to then, depending on what happens, have another conversation.
I have a controversial suggestion.
Please do.
I think that Ingrid should lie and tell the mother, or the mother tell the other one, "Can't find it.
Oh.
It's gone.
Okay.
We thought we had it. We looked everywhere. Can't find it.
Silly me.
So sorry. You're not getting it back after all."
That's a great solution. Annie, because you did bring this box of things in, we're coming up to the clock, but quickly, tell me what's in here.
There's about 300 light bulbs. That's my inheritance, and I'm desperate to give it away. Can anyone please,
you have to have to recycle them at the proper waste disposal site.
No, but that's the thing. I get very, antsy over the environmental stuff. You can't actually get rid of them.
Well, Annie, enjoy those 300 light bulbs. They're with you. Make sure you put them in your will. I want to thank you both so much for helping Ingrid out tonight. Fiona Harris, a writer and actor.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.